In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Did the largest panoramic display in its class help the 2025 Lincoln Nautilus to be named Motor Trend's 2025 SUV of the year? Maybe. Maybe it's because the Lincoln Nautilus offers both a gas and an available hybrid powertrain. Perhaps it's the new Lincoln Digital Experience, available 28-speaker sound system, or second-row legroom that is among the most in its class. Maybe it's a bit of everything. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln. The power of sanctuary. Class is medium, premium, utility. Motor Trend 2025 SUV of the Year is a registered trademark of Motor Trend Group, LLC. All rights reserved.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hot, humid through the Memorial Day weekend. Chance for showers is going to be that way through the summertime and up until October, barring tropical weather for the most part. You know, it seems as though it was just yesterday that we were talking to Scott Boyle about snow plows and getting snow off of the bridge and everything else. Now, all of a sudden, it's a stuck garbage truck. And Scott Boyle joins us now, District Engineer, Administrator for Louisiana Department of Transportation Development. How you doing, Scott?
Hey, Tommy. Good morning. Thank you for having me on. Long time no talk.
Yeah. If there was ever, and I was thinking about this, thinking about you, if there was ever a guy who would have, if it wasn't this, it was something else on his tombstone, it would be you. Because it seems like wasn't that long ago we were talking about snow plows and bridges and clearing overpasses. Now you got a stuck garbage truck. What happened?
So on Monday morning, a garbage truck got on the Carrollton ramp to I-10 West. It had a dumpster on top of it. It at that point, it became over height. It went under another overpass. It struck a girder with the dumpster. Then it was redirected after that collision and went into a support column and did some significant damage to a ramp that was adjacent to it. And as a result of it, we got the dump truck leaning on the support column, which is severely damaged. We can't move the garbage truck right now until we can actually shore up the overpass and stabilize that, because we're afraid with the weight and the load that it's putting on that damaged support column that could cause a structural issue. So we got two ramps closed, and we're trying to come up with a shoring plan to get the garbage truck out of there.
When you say redirected, and I heard y'all use this term the other day, you don't mean that. You mean it hit something and then the physics redirected it. Nobody redirected it to that area, right? That's what you're saying?
Correct, yeah. I mean, it hit something and basically bounced off of that and crashed into something else, like a pinball.
So tell me what the truck had on top of it.
It was a dumpster, like a container.
So typically, like the truck picks up the dumpster to empty it, but instead of putting it down, it was on top of the truck.
It was on top of the truck traveling. That's correct.
Is that supposed to happen?
You know, I'm not sure, Tommy, but it's not supposed to happen when you're in a low clearance type environment. That's for sure. When you're traveling on a overpass and there's another overpass above you, That may be something that would be acceptable if you were on an open road and you were going from point A to point B. But, you know, when you're talking about, you know, there's certain clearances that we have to maintain. And obviously that was not what had happened in this situation. And, you know, that it's still under investigation. And, you know, we haven't gotten a police report yet. So we're going to be getting all of that. But at least preliminarily, that's what we dealing with right now.
And I don't mean
what happened.
The reason I'm asking is that's, you know, a big inconvenience. It's going to cost a lot of money to fix it, I would think. It seemed like a pretty kind of foolish thing to do, to be not either forgetting you got the dumpster up there or driving around with it. I don't know what the law says, but when it comes to height requirements and so forth, it's up to the driver. I'm not talking about this specific case, but generally speaking, you can't have a bar to protect every overpass. A driver needs to be aware of that, correct?
Correct. Yeah, I mean, Tommy, we got thousands of bridges around, and every once in a while you see these dump trucks, and these dump trucks, the way they can, some of them can operate is they can actually lift up at a 45-degree angle and like let the rock or whatever slide out the back when they're making a load. Sometimes an operator will forget to put that down, and they'll be driving on the interstate and take out a whole overpass at an interchange. So, I mean, it doesn't happen often, but when it does happen, it's pretty much going to be severe, and, you know, it's not going to be something that can be fixed in a split second.
So how long do you anticipate this is going to be closed?
So we're looking out within about a week or more to open up the Carrollton on-ramp to I-10 West. That's the ramp with the garbage truck on it. Mm-hmm. We have to get a shoring plan. We're working with an emergency contractor. That's going to be about a week. The other ramp that's been affected through the actual damage of this, that is the I-10 West ramp to U.S. 61 North.
Right.
That ramp is going to be closed for a while. So I mean, when I say a while, I'm talking a month, 2 months. We got to figure out a design. We got to go out for bid. We got to get it repaired or reconstructed. That's going to be closed for a medium amount of time.
So you got two that are affected. You got the one if you're going from Metairie or from, say, downtown to Airline Highway, and you want to take the shortcut and take the Airline Highway exit, right? And beneath that, you got the entrance ramp onto I-10 from Carrollton by Xavier. Is that accurate?
That's correct. Okay. The first one you mentioned is the one that's going to be closed for a while. The second one you just mentioned, that's going to be closed hopefully for a week or so.
Mm. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. Y'all got any questions? 504-260-1870. Scott Boyle with us, District Engineer Administrator for Louisiana Department of Transportation and Development. And it does seem like the blink of an eye ago, we were talking about snow plows and Crescent City Connection being open with snow and everything else, and now it's something else. 720 traffic, WWL. 726, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Scott Boyle, District Engineer, Administrator, Louisiana Department of Transportation Development. Scott, there is no problem with snow building up, right, just to make everything?
No, not right now. We got past that when we gearing up for hurricane season, obviously. Fingers crossed on it, but yeah. Certainly our preparation is going to be the same as it always has been. And, you know, we're certainly optimistic, but preparing for anything that comes our way with regards to that.
So you got two highways affected, the exit going from the interstate, if you're downtown, heading toward Airline Highway, that's going to be closed for about a month. The other one is underneath that. That's where the garbage truck is, and that's the one where you get on to the interstate from Carrollton Avenue, and that's going to be closed maybe a week or 10 days. And, Scott, along those lines, somebody texted in about the city this and Hard Rock that. I don't want to get you in the middle of any of that, but tell me about whose jurisdiction this is. And the interstates is all a state, or is the city involved here? What?
No, this is all us. This is all DOTD. It's our ramps. It's our roadway infrastructure. So we're the lead on this. Certainly, you know, we're moving as fast as we can. We appreciate everybody's patience. This is beyond our control. You know, but this happened, you know, Monday morning. We were on site within a couple hours of being notified. We had engaged an emergency contractor to start looking at what we needed to do. And it's going to be better once we get the garbage truck out of there and we get one of the ramps open. You know, these things happen, and, you know, I can assure everyone we're going to be working as fast as we can to get everything back to normal so people can resume their daily routines and infrastructure that they still use every day.
Yeah, people, you know, you're stuck in traffic. It's like, move the truck, what's the big deal? But then if you move the truck and then something collapses, it's like, why'd they move the truck? And I understand that's human nature. But tell me, if you will, and explain to the audience a little bit of what goes into, I guess, determining or erring on the...
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Did the largest panoramic display in its class help the 2025 Lincoln Nautilus to be named Motor Trend's 2025 SUV of the year? Maybe. Maybe it's because the Lincoln Nautilus offers both a gas and an available hybrid powertrain. Perhaps it's the new Lincoln Digital Experience, available 28-speaker sound system, or second-row legroom that is among the most in its class. Maybe it's a bit of everything. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln. The power of sanctuary. Class is medium, premium, utility. Motor Trend 2025 SUV of the Year is a registered trademark of Motor Trend Group, LLC. All rights reserved.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Side of caution and what could have happened, where the dangers involved, engineers, etc. Take me through the analogy of something like the anatomy of something like this.
To start off with, safety is the most important thing that we do at DOTD as far as roadway operation and infrastructure. Whenever there's any doubt, whenever there's any type of situation with a bridge and a truck or a car hitting it, we send inspectors out there immediately. As soon as we get the call, that our bridge inspectors are on call 24/7, 365. And we get calls from the police who are responding to incidents. And when they say, look, there's a truck fire or a car fire, or a car ran into a support column, we go out there, we got to look at that. And we keep everything closed. We can't just say, oh, we'll look at it by the end of the week and have the possibility of something happen when motorists are on a bridge and something cataclysmic happens where we're dealing with a much more severe situation than public inconvenience of a road being closed for a day or so. So we err on the side of caution until we're sure. These are data-driven type decisions we make. We inspect it. We make sure there's no any visible signs or any apparent issues. And with the situation with this is that garbage truck is leaning on a column that supports the overpass, and we're concerned if we just go in there with tow trucks and cranes and say, okay, we're going to get it out of there, that it could do something to that column. There's a load on that column from that dump truck, and we're trying to be very diligent about that. So we're gonna jack up and shore the overpass. So if for some reason when we do remove that garbage truck, if that support column decides to fail, we have a backup to keep that overpass secure and not collapsing.
Is the garbage truck, is the truck wedged in there now? Is that kind of holding up? You don't know if it's holding up the on ramp or not?
It's leaning on there. It's not wedged from up above. It's leaning on its driver's side on the left rail, and it's on that support column. So no, it's not wedged anymore. It hit that overhead girder with the dumpster, and it just it bounced off of that and then crashed into that column. So it was just like you said, I mean, these things happen in a split second, and they're beyond our control as far as the damage, but we're doing the best we can.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate your time. I know you're busy. Scott Boyle, District Engineer, Administrator, Louisiana Department of Transportation Development. Keep in mind, y'all, that I know it's an inconvenience, but you could be talking about, in terms of catastrophe, the people on the top part of it being damaged, or killed if this collapses, and then the people underneath it being killed if it collapses. So this is serious stuff, and they got to take their time. Take a break, come back, talk about horse racing in the fairgrounds right now. Time for WWL First News. I'm getting some texts about horse racing, and that's not the point here. The point is about the fairgrounds, and somebody texted and said, you are so negative. I wish they had a positive, good vibe on the air in the morning. Well, here's the deal. I'm not negative. I just tell the truth, and I give you both sides of it like a judge, and you can determine your own opinion on different things. And if you want Sally Sunshine, I'm not Sally Sunshine. I'm not going to blow smoke up you know where. I'm just going to give you the truth and let you do some informed thinking. So I'm not for everybody, but a lot of people seem to like it. Anthony McCauley joins us now, a reporter for the Times, speaking to New Orleans Advocate, talk about the fairgrounds and racing. How you doing, Anthony?
I'm doing well, Tony. Good
Is
morning.
It Anthony or Tony? What do you prefer?
Tony's good.
Tony, tell me what's going on with the fairgrounds. This is an interesting situation on the business side of it, on the legal side of it. Tell me the story, please.
Well, what's happened is that Churchill Downs, Inc., which is the corporation that runs it, has run it for the last 21 years, called an emergency meeting of the Racing Commission last week to say that they would be not proceeding with this year's racing schedule, which begins in late November, if they don't get some kind of subsidy to plug the hole that's been created by a court decision, which means that they cannot do what's called historic horse racing, which is a kind of slot machine, mm-hmm. after a Louisiana Supreme Court decision in March. So it's kind of a political situation where they've been lobbying to try to get this subsidy, which is similar to one that they got last year in Florida to help subsidize racing up there. So it's a kind of a standoff.
Wait, subsidy from the state, tax credit subsidy, or cash, or just use these machines as a subsidy?
Well, if they want to use the machines after the court case, they have to go through a process of getting of referendums in each parish in which they want to use them. Mm-hmm. And the court case was brought by the truck stop interests because these HHR machines were eating into their video poker revenue because they have much higher payouts and punters, bettors just like them a lot more. The Churchill Downs, they operate, as well as fairgrounds, they operate 13 OTBs, and they were just kind of claiming a lot of market share there. So
people were opting, I'm just trying to understand it because I'm not a big slot machine guy, Tony. So people were opting to go to the Churchill Downs, either fairgrounds or off-track betting places, to play this historical horse racing machine because the payout is better. And as a result of that, the people that had the video poker machines were losing revenue, and they're the ones that are objecting? Or was it casinos with slot machines, or who has slot machines besides casinos and the fairgrounds?
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, it's the people who operate these video poker machines at truck stops. They were the ones that brought the lawsuit and won. So, and that's correct that the payouts, there's a cap on the video poker machines payouts of like $1,000, and you can get payouts jackpots on the historic horse racing machines of up to $100,000. So they were much more popular. So now they've lost that revenue, and the Churchill Downs folks said at the Racing Commission meeting that it meant they've lost almost half their revenue in the state here, 46%, and even more of their profits. They were very profitable. They said they lost 74% of their profits in the state. So they're looking for a direct subsidy, which is what race courses got in Florida last year. And I should just back up and say that from the 90s, you know, horse racing has been in decline nationally for quite a long time. Mm-hmm. The attendance at horse tracks and traditional betting on horses. So basically all of these companies that run the racetracks have become casinos, basically subsidizing the horse racing industry since the 90s, since they've been allowed to have video poker initially in slots. So that's, they call them racinos now. So
that's interesting because at this time of year, Triple Crown gets a lot of attention, but you're telling me that the handle on horse races and tracks is down the last couple of years, Tony? Is that what we're saying nationally?
Well, just to be clear, traditional horse racing has been declining for many years. Mm-hmm. So they've become, in terms of the money they generate, they've become mostly casinos. But Churchill Downs is not hurting at all. They just had record profits for 2024, and they made about $500 million on $2.5 billion revenue. It's just that an awful lot of that money these days is coming from this historical horse racing, as they call it. It's basically a slot machine that's based on, races that were run in the past, and then they anonymize them in the technology that they use on the machines, right?
All right, so let me take a break. We'll pick it up. To recap, Truck Stops filed suit because the fairgrounds at the race course and at the fairgrounds at the Louisville Churchill Downs, at the fairgrounds and at their off-track betting places were operating HHR slots that were paying out more, cutting into the profits of Truck Stops and video poker places. So they filed suit. The Supreme Court said it is a different type of gambling. It's not legal. Therefore, it would take a new law to make it legal. The Churchill Downs said, well, okay, if we can't have that, then we can't afford to run a track. You're going to have to give us a subsidy. That's where it stands now. And when we come back, Tony will pick it up here, because you can't force, I don't think, Churchill Downs to have horse racing. And if they don't do it, who owns the fairgrounds, who I think is Churchill Downs? And then what can a state do when it comes to horse racing? 752, 8 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:57, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Tony McCauley, reporter for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, owner of the fairgrounds, Churchill Downs, threatening to pull out of Louisiana as far as horse racing goes, Tony, or as far as operating any facility?
Well, they have a license to operate under Louisiana law, as long as they fulfill certain obligations to subsidizing the racetrack. So that's if they don't start making payments to upgrade fairgrounds from July, and then if they don't go ahead with the November racing schedule, they start incurring daily fines. And obviously that would be the beginning of the end.
So, horse racing has been known as the sport of kings. I see in the article that you and our friend Tyler Bridges wrote, they talk about Louis Roussel saying that Churchill Downs is trying to poor mouth us, do what is right for the horsemen, breeders, more importantly, citizens of the state of New Orleans. Who's getting the economic impact of horse racing? Do we know?
Well, The horse industry in the state is has an economic impact of about $3 billion, according to the Agriculture Commissioner Mike Strain. They're looking for their own separate subsidy at the moment in the legislature because they say it supports thousands of jobs around the state. And what Churchill Downs says is that a lot of that money comes from their operations. In fact, half of it, and it comes through the purses, and it comes through through taxes and so on. But let me just plug an article I have online.
Sure.
If I could just plug an article I have online this morning. What basically has to happen now is between now and the end of the legislative session, they got to try for this subsidy. And according to Louis Roussel, who basically has the ear of the governor, Governor Landry is not inclined to give them that subsidy. So that basically suggests that if they follow through on their threat, then it would be up for sale. And the article that we have today is who would be the potential buyers, and the top of the list is Gail Benson, who with her late husband tried to buy the track a few years ago. I don't think that was reported. And the other potential likely buyer, and people want a local.
Hang on one second, Tony.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Did the largest panoramic display in its class help the 2025 Lincoln Nautilus to be named Motor Trend's 2025 SUV of the year? Maybe. Maybe it's because the Lincoln Nautilus offers both a gas and an available hybrid powertrain. Perhaps it's the new Lincoln Digital Experience, available 28-speaker sound system, or second-row legroom that is among the most in its class. Maybe it's a bit of everything. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln. the power of Sanctuary.
Class's medium premium utility Motor Trend 2025 SUV of the Year is a registered trademark of Motor Trend Group, LLC. All rights reserved.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
When a cold has you down, it's the little comforts that lift you up. A warm blanket, a cup of tea, and a tissue that actually feels good on your skin. Infused with aloe, Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe provides a hint of cooling freshness to help your skin feel restored. So, whether your skin is feeling dry, chafed, or irritated, you're only one wipe away from helping it feel relieved. So, the next time you have a cold, get a hint of instant cooling relief with new Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.